Sunny afternoons, despite those morning clouds, seems to be a pattern. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. We recorded our talk slightly in advance this week, and Cliff says that's no problem because we are in such a predictable pattern.
That's right, Keith. Right now, it looks like we're going to have a really decent weekend. It'll warm up as we go through the weekend. On Friday, today, we have temperatures getting up to the mid to upper 60s, some clouds in the morning burning off, but then a ridge is going to start pushing in over the weekend. So Saturday will be pushing up to around 70 to 75. And then by the time we get to Sunday, upper 70s in a lot of western Washington away from the water, and in eastern Washington, 80s and 90s. So a definite warm up. It won't last forever. It'll start cooling down on Monday, and then it looks like we're going to get a first major system moving in. And so by the end of the day on Tuesday, it looks like we're going to get some significant rain.
Okay, that's a little ways out, so I guess things could change, but it sounds like a very pleasant weekend.
And, it's not unusual. We're still in August. August is a very, very decent month. And even next week, we're going to have some rain, the first real rain of the season. But then it's going to warm up again back into the 70s. But we're going to see more and more frequently weather systems pushing in. If I look at the flow over the hemisphere, it's starting to shift. It's getting to look a little bit more fall-like. The jet stream is starting to rev up now as the difference in temperature between the poles and the equator start increasing as we go into fall.
Does that mean the heat wave a week or so ago, that was the end of heat waves?
No, not necessarily. In fact, we can get more heat waves. We've had heat waves well into September. But the issue is that more and more frequently, some of the cooler flow from the north is going to dip down. And more frequently, a weather front will slip in and we'll have some rain. It's going to increase slowly, but the progression has already started.
And what we've been having so far that's been keeping it cooler seems to be these morning clouds, and they're just there. They're not raining on us.
That's right. I mean, this is the problem of living where we live. We have these low clouds that hang offshore for a lot of the spring and into the summer. And so they're out there right now. And we have high pressure offshore and sinking air. We have this layer that's near the ocean surface that gets moistened. And so we have a shallow layer of clouds that's right out there. And during the normal situation where we have high pressure offshore and lower pressure inland, that's pushing those low clouds in. Now, fortunately, this time of the year, the sun is generally strong enough to start burning those low clouds off, especially mid to later in the afternoon. So normally we break at some point. And then occasionally we get offshore flow and we really don't get any clouds at all. But, low clouds comes with the territory if you live here in the northwest on the west side of the Cascades.
And even though it's cloudy, it's still dry, dry, dry.
In fact, it has not rained in much of the region for 4 weeks. So the last rain was either July 20th or 22nd for most of the region. And, this is not unusual. I mean, the driest time of the year here is roughly the last part of July, first part of August. And it's not unusual to have no rain during that period. I mean, strangely enough, we're one of the driest places in the whole United States during that period, even drier than Arizona and New Mexico.
I know I've made the mistake before of thinking, once those morning clouds have returned, that, I don't need to worry so much about watering my plants, and some of them died in the past.
That's right. I mean, we need to water here during the summertime, especially if you have non-native plants. Native plants are kind of used to it. They know about this situation in which it's very dry during the summer. But if you have plants that come in from another area that they're used to getting water throughout the year, then they tend to die during this period. But in any case, the rain is going to start coming back probably late Tuesday, and then we're going to have rain showers coming in every 3 or 4 days as the weather systems move in.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and he's here every Friday to explain the weather. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.